This is CBiz Media and ADI Entertainment's The Mix.
Hey everybody, Irene with The Mix, and we have a very special person with us. My sis from Sister to Sister. Hey, what's up, sis?
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm great, and I'm glad to have you on with me. And today we're going to be talking, we're just shooting the breeze, me and my sis. You can check us out on our YouTube page, youtube.com/CBizTV. And you can also see us on Comcast 20 in Detroit on Saturdays, 3rd and 4th Saturdays, 10 to 10:30. And we want to give a special thanks to London and the Joy Network. All right, we're going to be talking about aging and purpose. Now, sis, let me get your thoughts on aging and growing older. How do you feel about that?
I feel good about it, because if you grow older, it's good. If you grow older with the Lord, it's perfect.
That sounds so good. I love that. When you grow older with the Lord, it's perfect. And like you were saying, aging is good because, what, at least you're still around, right? At least we're here, still here, right, sis?
Right.
So, I still have a little bit of issue with aging. I'm sorry, because I just don't want to be old. And I know people put stigma on older people, and they have ageism where they treat older people in a different way. And I completely think that's wrong, and I don't personally do that. But, you know, there's certain things about aging that I don't want to go through now. Is there anything about aging that you don't want to really have to deal with, that you don't like?
No, because I know when you age with the Lord, He'll make your life perfect.
See how she just keeping that positive mindset, and that's what I need to do, to keep a positive mindset when it comes to aging. So tell me some of the benefits you see in it as you get older. What are some of the benefits you've seen?
Long as you keep the Lord, you're going to see things get better.
So what have you seen in your life that got better?
My attitude, the way aging is good long as you keep the Lord and growing the Lord.
You're right. I like the whole part you're talking about, growing. Because that's what it's about. When you, as you age, you just grow in a positive way. And a lot of the things that used to get on your nerves, you know how to deal with certain things better. Just through life experience and just certain things, you just kind of brush them off as you get older. I feel like for me, I'm not as self-conscious, because I used to always worry about how I looked and what people thought about me. And now I don't really care. I'm just happy with, you know, how I am and who I am. But, you know, also I went through surviving cancer, so that too kind of changed my perspective on life as well. But some of the negative things right now, sis, is I could just see my face start drooping. Like, then I got these big saggies going on in my neck. And those right now, those are the things that I don't like. I mean, I'm accepting it and saying, okay, guys, yes, I'm getting older. I can see it in the pictures when I post on Facebook and Instagram, and I see some saggies happening. I see some little things going on my face, and especially my neck, but I'm going to let that go, and I'm going to accept and embrace it and enjoy it. And I think it's good to try to embrace it early on, and don't just wait till maybe 20 years down the line when you can see a huge dramatic change and then you hate your face. So I don't hate my face, and I thank God for my face and my droops in my neck, and I'm just thankful that I'm still here and alive.
Yeah, it's good to be thankful for that, because I mean, you're gonna get the age marks that means your face changing and your other parts changing toward age.
It's easy for her to say, because she still looks so beautiful, and I don't see any droops in her neck at all. But I guess I'm the only one that got this, and she didn't get it. And she's actually that's a few years older than me, but I have to be the one with the droop neck. Okay, I'm gonna stop now. But again, we'll continue to talk about aging and getting older and just embracing that. Now, what do you feel, sis, about nowadays people are, even before they start seeing any changes, they're getting plastic surgery done. Some of these people are doing the Kim Kardashian and adding more to their backside. Some ladies are getting breast work, which they've been doing that for a while. Some people are just getting their whole face changed up and smoothed out, and some of them don't even look like themselves. Like, why do you feel about doing that? And like, if you don't like the way you look, or if you feel like you're getting older, what do you feel about going to plastic surgeon to work with that?
I don't think anybody should do that. I think you should be happy with your body. I mean, you're gonna get the marks that you're getting older. You should be happy with that and embrace it.
Amen. And I think a lot of this plastic surgery, because sometimes it can be dangerous, because I believe that some people have passed away. Some people have gone through major disfigurements or gotten sick and just irreversible things just because they wanted to look different. Like, if it's something that's not a life or death situation, I don't think it's worth having surgery for those type of situations. I think it's best to, like she said, just embrace yourself and embrace how God made you. There's a Instagram page called Miracles and Messes, and it has a lot of beautiful people on there that have gone through dramatic things that's messed up. That's why I call it messes. It's kind of messed up because their body have got disfigured or whatever due to accidents, or they were born a certain way. But yet they are still beautiful and they are blessed. Why put yourself through that if God already blessed you with what you have? Why put yourself through going through surgeries and things like that? When I see those people, they really inspire me because they've been through so much and they can't really change their bodies or situations that they're in. But they're still living their life, accepting themselves the way God made them. So why can't we do that when we are born? When many of us are born without those type of issues. So we need to just realize how blessed we are.
Right. Right. We do need to realize that, because we could be born with a lot of bad things, and you don't have a lot of bad things to be glad.
Amen, amen, amen. I'm so thankful to my sis for talking to me about aging. She's got such a positive outlook, and hopefully some of that rubs off on me. But no, mostly I'm positive. But yeah, I'm still looking in the mirror, seeing the changes. You know, your body changes anyway. Sometimes I have some aches and pains that I didn't used to have. But again, I'm also a cancer survivor, and I went through some medical things too. So I don't know if that adds or attributes to some of that stuff. But we are again talking about age, and I want to thank my sis for her awesome perspective. And we're going to come back and talk a little bit about purpose.
Get ready for a mix of music, talk, community, and so much more right here on The Mix.
All right, we're back. And sis, I wanted to talk about purpose. And I realized in life that everybody has a purpose. Every single one of us has a purpose. And unfortunately, everybody's purpose is not positive, and everybody's purpose is not good. And some of us don't even know we have a purpose, but yet we still have one, even though we are lost right now and we don't know what it is. We still have a purpose, and we are still affecting the world. Now, what do you think about purpose in general?
Yeah, everyone has a purpose. Stay in good faith because God will reveal your purpose to you.
Amen. And for those of you that don't know what your purpose is right now, I mean, I feel like, sister, do you know what your purpose is?
I thought hard. It's not one purpose. It's many. And I learned that God can use you in many different things and ways.
Yes, well, one thing you do for me is you inspire me. And you also inspire your daughter. And you're helping her as she grows up. So those are a couple of your purposes. You inspire me and you inspire others. And you've done some great things. You've done some things that like women would not normally do, what they would say. As you got your auto mechanics degrees and papers. And so you're a great inspiring person. You're a great mother. And even though you have health challenges, you get up every day and you do what you have to do to get through the day. So you have great purpose and people look at you and they are inspired by you. And I'm inspired by you and your great words.
Thank you.
When it comes to my purpose, I still feel like I'm a little fumbling. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm an auntie. I work at Gospel Radio, and that's fulfilling. And many times it blesses me to be able to get a message from others and to be able to help people to get their message out. And I love doing this podcast, guys. I've met some great people through this podcast and being able to share their message and what they're doing. I guess that's part of my purpose. Being an aunt is part of my purpose. My niece is great. I love her. Being a daughter to my mom and a sister to my sister and brother, I love that part of my life and having such a great family. I love all my cousins. Shout out to all my cousins out there. Whatever you're doing in life, you might not feel like you're doing that much. If you're a sister or a brother or a father or a mother or a child or anything, you have a purpose in that life. You're connected with your family. Hopefully you have family members that love you, and you just being there, that's part of your purpose. If you're going to school, working towards something, that's part of your purpose. You may not have gotten where you want to go yet, but you're on your way. I say if you are in this society and you are at least going to school, at least going to work, even if you have a part-time job, or if you're volunteering in the community or in your church, you are working your purpose. If you're living and breathing, you get up every day and you're doing something to further your life, then you have a purpose, and you have a positive purpose. As long as you're not out here doing shenanigans, because some people are out here doing shenanigans. They get up every day and their purpose is truly to start trouble every day, to sell drugs every day, to whatever they have to do to get what they want every day, to manipulate people every day. And I'm not going to say politicians, but hey, there's some people in high places that manipulate people. There's people in low places. Everybody has a purpose, and I want everybody to be aware of who you encounter, because that person's purpose may just be to mess with you. That person's purpose may be just to ruin your day. We have people's purpose go online and scam people every day so that they can get money or get what they want or whatever they're looking for, or pleasure or whatever. So be careful. We all have a purpose, and whoever you encounter, know that person also has a purpose. And that's why we need to stay prayed up, stay mindful, stay wise, and stay woke, because you don't know whoever you're encountering what their purpose is. There's nobody on this earth walking and roaming that has zero purpose. You're always have some type of purpose, whether you know it or not. And some people have a negative purpose, which it kind of blew my mind to think about that. Like, their purpose is truly just to be negative, just to mess up things, to hurt people. And this is what they do daily. Some people get in relationships just to scam somebody out of their money, or just to try to get certain things. Like, that's their whole purpose, is to trick and scam, be scam artists. Like, it just kind of blew my mind. Like, you know, we have people of God that have purpose. We have people that aren't sure what their purpose is. And then we have people that truly are evil, and that's their purpose. So we have to be aware that everybody we come in contact with has a purpose. Did you want to say something about that?
Yes, I believe that everyone does have a purpose.
So what do you think? There are people that come into your life just with a negative purpose?
Yeah, and you should always have a good purpose.
That's what we strive for, is to have a good, positive purpose. But listen, we all have a purpose. Even if we're sitting there doing nothing, that is your purpose. It's not a good purpose, but that's what you're doing. That's why you're here at that time. But you can make it something more, and you can make it bigger. And remember that purpose can change. You don't have to stay in that same state. You can make moves. You can do things in order to have a greater purpose. You can do things to get out of that negative mindset, negative purpose. Some people been hurt, you know, so they just want to hurt others, and this is their purpose. And some people just want to get what they want, and they're selfish, and their purpose is all about self. You can get out of that mindset. You can get out of that way. So I'm going to pray for everybody that either feels like they don't have a purpose, they don't know their purpose, or they have a negative purpose. And pray for those who are reaching for something positive as well, and that their purpose is shown and that their goals are met. So would you pray, sis? I'm going to ask you to pray.
Dear Heavenly Father, we're talking about purpose. Please bless those with the negative purpose, negative outlook. Please bless them and change their outlook and to have a good purpose. And bless us with a good mindset. And bless us to be all we can be. And we ask that you bless us to be all we can be for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We want to thank you for joining us here on The Mix. This is CBiz Media and ADI Entertainment, and I'm Irene. We want to thank you for listening again. And if you'd like to send us any donations or correspondence, or you'd like to be on the show, you can go to our PayPal. You can send us donations via PayPal at commbiz2004@yahoo.com. If you have any questions, comments, you need more information, give us a call or send us a text at 313-681-1521. That's 313-681-1521. Or you can check out some of what we do on cbiztvonline.com. Also, join us on Facebook at CBizTV and Media Online.